Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast, this week's webinar, this week's Zoom link, whatever it is, however it is you're chiming in. Here's what I know. You're going to get great, great information. My name's Diane Solano. And as we know, every other week, I talk about empowered through health. Why empowered through health? Because if you don't have health, you don't have anything. My background is in orthomolecular nutrition. I love nutrition. I'm a science geek, so I love nutrition and actual biochemistry. And for 20 years, I just remember, you know, going around the world and realizing, man, when people don't feel good, they're not really being their best selves. They can't really show up in the world powerfully. And my whole goal behind these wonderful episodes and these featured guests is to bring you the best around the world that are servicing people online now. You have access from the comfort of your telephones to find professionals that can actually support your health and wellness. And that's what it's all about. So today I have a very special guest. And before I intro our special guest, Mr. Brendan Coates, our applied clinical nutritionist, I want to talk a little bit about today's conversation. A little disclaimer, we're not here to diagnose. We're not here to, you know, give you any medical advice. That is up to you and your chosen medical professional. We're here to enlighten you. We're here to drop some seeds of information because the truth is you are your best health advocate. There's so many different people out there you can go and ask questions about, but really knowledge is power. Knowledge is about empowering you, educating you, inspiring you to be the best version of yourself. So with no further ado, I'm going to talk a little bit about Brendan Coates, one of my favorite speakers. Why? Because he's a teacher, he's a lecturer, he's a speaker. So he knows how to convey great information, yet he's also a bit of a science geek. And I mean that respectfully, because he knows his stuff. And I love it because when we meet, you know, anytime we talk about health things, he's going down the rabbit hole studying them. But this author, this speaker, and I'm going to talk about your book, Brendan, you know, the 30 day challenge to a happier, healthier you is all about making better choices and changing your body chemistry around. I know you've been in sports modeling and fitness modeling. You know, you have a lot of great backgrounds, not only in the health and wellness field, but in the fitness field as well. And I think that's super important. So welcome to today's podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. I know there's so many topics we can talk about for hours, but I really want to focus on leaky gut. So I'll turn it over to you. We'll have some general conversation around this topic of leaky gut that we're hearing more and more out there. What is it? You know, my gut's leaking. I don't get it. You know, could you provide some clarity around that and maybe some tips? So let's play and let's educate and open up everyone's eyes if that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's great. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak and thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And you mentioned going down the rabbit hole. Leaky gut is my jam. I absolutely love discussing leaky gut and teaching everyone about how the whole digestive system works. Just because the way you said it, nutrition is everything. It is the fundamental proprietary everything of health. And if you don't have good digestion, if you're not absorbing the foods properly, then you're not going to have proper health. So it all stems from the ability to digest and eliminate foods that you eat properly. And so what is leaky gut? Well, leaky gut, basically it's the ability, again, to absorb properly or prevent your body from absorbing various toxins, foods, peptides, chemicals, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, you name it. So the gut barrier acts as basically two functions, right? It prevents and accepts. And if you have leaky gut, also known as hyperpermeability, basically what that means is you've got these tiny little macromolecules penetrating into the bloodstream, the systemic bloodstream, and then causing an immune response. Or if you have a healthy intestinal lining, basically it's preventing any of those foreigners from invading the body to not strain the body with causing an immune response. So that's basically leaky gut in a nutshell. And in my experience, my clinical experience, pretty much every single person has leaky gut to a degree until they've done a leaky gut healing protocol. And we'll go into that a little bit later. And it's quite the process, but it's very easy to do. It just needs to be done systemically and methodically, you know, through various foods and nutrients. But everyone can achieve a healthy gut. But again, if you haven't done a leaky gut protocol, if you've been exposed to antibiotics or chemicals or toxins, if you've gone on vacation, you've been exposed to different types of bacteria, if you've consumed artificial sweeteners, if you've consumed excess sugars or pop, nitrates found in meats that are preserved like luncheon meats, all of those over time, and gluten and dairy, for example, all of those over time will have an impact on the integral junctions of your cell lining, of your gut. And if you keep on eating those things or if you're exposed to them, then those little junctions are going to get bigger and bigger, and that's going to cause leaky gut. And if you're able to stay away from those for a certain amount of time, then the cells get stronger and stronger and stronger. And one more point, the cells of the lining of the intestine, they're the fastest regenerating cells in the body. Some cells are replacing themselves every 3 to 5 days, depending on what literature that you're reading. Whereas liver cells or bone cells or skin cells, they're replacing themselves quite slower. So understand that you essentially have a completely new digestive tract, a whole intestinal system, brand new, every 5 to 7 days. So if you have that understanding, then essentially you can heal and seal your gut lining in a very short period amount of time. Whereas if you're trying to repair, let's say, a broken bone or a scar or a cut, it's going to take a little bit longer. And that's just how the cells rejuvenate themselves. So that's leaky gut in a nutshell.
So promising.
Sure it is. Absolutely. It's so promising.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the exciting pieces of news is that it's not going to take you years. Think about it. 3 to 5 days, you give yourself a nice gut protocol and you let your body just have that rest to restore and recover, because the body always wants to go back to that space of, you know, what do they call it?
Homeostasis.
Homeostasis. There's a word. We all heard homeostasis at some point in our you know, school life, I guess, especially if you did the sciences. But if you didn't, that basically means bringing everything back to balance. The cells want to go back to where they were. And if they're alive and they're functioning, they're going to do everything in their power to do that. And when you start to understand the body and how magical it is, that's when you know, it's like, this is so powerful and so special.
Can I add to that really quick?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So again, going back to the understanding of how quickly the cells are regenerating, and we know that the cells of the lining of the gut regenerate quite quickly. So, and as you said, we can essentially get a whole new intestine within those 3 to 5, 7 days. And that puts us in a better state to achieve homeostasis. But also understand that cells, when they're regenerating, they're always replicating and they're adopting their previous history and their previous environment. So because I work in drug rehab, for example, why is it such a challenge? And why do a lot of patients have a repeat, or, you know, they go back in their old ways? Well, that's because those new regenerating cells are still adopting their old history. So if you have substance abuse, or if you have toxins, or if you have inflamed cells or acidic cells, they're still somewhat regenerating in that old, unhealthy environment. So that's why it's so important to, when you reset your digestion, you've got that healthy microbiome slowly happening, then slowly but surely over time, that's when you're going to achieve better health. So for example, like, let's say those cells are functioning at a level 5. If you continuously have better health, maybe those cells will readopt and then they'll be functioning at maybe number 6, and then slowly a number 7. So as you said, it's very promising, but it takes time to continuously live that healthy lifestyle so those other more stubborn cells regenerate in a more healthier environment. So I just wanted to add that.
Right. So it's not like, okay, 5 days, I'm going to clean it up and then go back to what I was doing, because right, what you were doing probably got you to that space to begin with.
Absolutely.
You named all the things that people potentially could have leaky gut for, and that's kind of everyone. We've all traveled. We've all had some nitrate in our diet, whether we know it or we didn't. That slice of pizza you got down the street last week, chances are it had nitrates in it. The gluten, the dairy, the stress, the preservatives. I mean, that's the whole population. So what would you say to someone that says, well, I think I'm healthy. How do I know if I have leaky gut? I probably do, like you said, most of us probably do. How do I handle that? Like, what would you suggest?
Yeah, well, really, really quick, just a cool super tidbit of information.
Please, yeah.
For those people that like maybe their luncheon meats, or they like to go to Subway once in a while, or they like their pepperoni pizza. Now, I wouldn't, you know, certainly promote eating those things all the time, but know that vitamin C actually binds to nitrates, and it actually prevents the absorption of those nitrates. So if you are treating yourself to maybe Subway on a Friday for lunch because it's your half day, then I would suggest you consume additional amounts of vitamin C, just knowing that it actually helps with the prevention of the absorption of those nitrates, and it just helps your immune system. That's just a cool little hack, a little tip, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I love it. And yeah. It, those little things are the little hacks that you can, even energetically, when you're like, okay, you know what? I'm on the road. I'm starving. I'm going to grab this. You know, they even have vitamin C sachets now that you could bottle water, throw your vitamin C in there. And on top of that, you're getting antioxidants from vitamin C. So you're counteracting, you're kind of like suppressing a little bit of those ill effects, but at the same time, you're nourishing even more in your body that it would want and need anyways.
You know, those little sachets are called Emergency.
Yes.
Right. They're filled with sugar, folks. You don't consume those. They're the inferior ingredients. Now I don't make money on this, but my dear friend, Bedros Koulian, he's the author of Man Up.
Okay.
He's created a healthy immune shot called Trulene immune shot. And they've got like turmeric, pepper, ginger, ginseng, and it's a healthier version of those vitamin Emergency sachets. So you got to check them out. Trulene, they're pretty cool.
Okay, I love that. And you know what? That's another question. Is so what would someone do if they wanted to start, you know, a leaky gut protocol? What would that typically look like? I know every individual is unique, and most people that even consider leaky gut or even know the term is because something's going on. No one just wakes up going, oh, I think I have leaky gut today. It's usually you're suffering from something, whether it's skin conditions, what things are associated with leaky gut? Because I know a lot are, and maybe there are individuals that are listening to this that don't even know that what they're experiencing right now, like an eczema or something, could be tied to leaky gut that no one told them about, especially in the conventional medical model.
Sure. So why don't I ask you, Diane, to name five chronic conditions, any five you want, whatever you want. So you already listed eczema, right?
Eczema, yeah. So skin is a big one. I see a lot of women struggle with that.
Okay, what's another one?
A lot of hormone imbalances. So anyone with, you know, whatever hormone imbalance, that's totally out there.
I'm hosting a call tonight, and it's a women's health call, and it's all about estrogen and xenoestrogens. So you said it. There's hormones. That's another one.
Hormones is a big one. Fatigue.
Yep. Okay.
Fatigue is a very big one. People are very tired.
Yeah. And what about any type of rheumatoid arthritis, for example?
Yes.
Or arthritis. So
yes,
all of those are expressions of leaky gut. Pardon me. They're all inflammatory processes. Everything cascades from leaky gut, unless, for example, you've got like sickle cell, and that's basically there's a disruption in the sequence of peptides that help with the hemoglobin and in the iron in the cell and the blood cells, but that's genetic. But pretty much every chronic degenerative disease is caused by leaky gut, and I'll explain why. Any symptom that you're experiencing, trust me, it's leaky gut. So understand that if you're having an immune response, or if there is some kind of expression, your immune system is working. And it's basically recognizing something that's in your body that's foreign, and it's just causing a natural immune response. So we've got these B cells, T cells, macrophages, lymphocytes, all of those fighters. Dr. Tom O'Brien, he calls them the various, like the Navy, the Air Force, right? All of those types of immune fighters, their job is to fight various different things. And if you are ongoing having those things that are causing an immune response, they're going to express themselves in different ways. Basically, it's like the weakest link in your body, that's where the expression is going to happen. So for example, if you're consuming toxins all the time, your skin might break out. Or if you're exposed to toxins all the time, those toxins have to leave somehow. So the skin is the easiest way. So if you have dry skin or eczema or tiny little bumps all the time or pimples or really, really oily, understand that while your immune system is trying to push them out the best way possible through the skin, right? So where were we going with that?
Well, we were just talking about all the conditions associated with a leaky gut, and basically almost everything under the sun goes back to the gut. The gut,
absolutely,
the brain and all the cells in there, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know, what would a person do? Because you're
okay.
We're That's talking right. about everyone. So what do we right. do?
So I've developed a protocol, pardon me, it's called the 5 steps to resetting your digestion. And sometimes people say, well, hold on, digestion, that's not leaky gut. Well, actually it is, because if you have proper digestion, you're not going to have leaky gut. So the first thing that you need to do, the first, I've got 5 R's to resetting your digestion. It's a protocol. And the first one is you have to remove.
Right.
Remove all of those assaulting foods. So the easiest that you can do, and folks, I'm sure the viewers and listeners have heard this before, but are they practicing it all the time, is the elimination and removal of gluten and dairy. Those are the two most distinct foods that are always causing an immune response and always causing people with challenges. And what's really fascinating is that, let's say you did a proper IgG test, and what an IgG test is, basically it measures all different types of foods to see if you're sensitive to them or not. And I'll have a lot of clients or patients with a whole list of foods that they're sensitive to. Well, yeah, of course, they're your favorite foods and you're eating them all the time. And your body has an immune response because it's always eating them. It's something called molecular mimicry. I don't want to go too deep into that. But basically, your body is attacking the peptides and the proteins of these foods because they're entering the bloodstream, but they're also starting to attack your tissue, thinking that those peptides are the same as those foods. And when that happens, that's called molecular mimicry. So again, it's an immune response. So the first thing that you got to do is you got to remove those assaulting foods. Okay. Then what you've got to do, the second R, is you've got to rest. You've got to rest the whole digestive system. How do you do that? The easiest thing to do is A, stop eating, and B, consume, do a juice fast. That's the easiest. I always get everyone to watch the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Nice.
It's with a guy named Joe Cross. He's Australian. And he had Syndrome X. Basically what that means is too much body fat, high blood cholesterol, high fats in his blood, high blood pressure, high blood sugar. He was destined to death, really. He was on a list of prescriptions. And he did a 60-day juice cleanse. He did not die. He didn't wither away to nothing. He achieved better health, more energy, more focus. he wasn't feeling good the first few days. That's because all those toxins were starting to surface. But he did it successfully, and he's a whole new person. He travels the world now, and he still teaches. It's a really success story. Wow. So you've got to remove all those toxins and the things that don't work with your body. Then you got to rest the body and the intestines. And then what do? You repair the intestines. So how do you do that? While you're introducing the body to high quality vitamins through juices, because you're getting all those phytonutrients and the enzymes and the healthy bacteria, you're really starting to repair and heal and seal the intestines. And then what's the fourth R? And I absolutely love this word, re-inoculate. And what does that mean? That means you're reintroducing healthy bacteria to your body. And I know you know this, maybe some of your viewers and listeners know this, but we have 10 times more bacterial entities in our body than human cells. So we're actually a bacteria living on a human experience, if you will.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and one dose of antibiotics will actually disrupt your whole microflora by 50%. How many times have people taken antibiotics over the course of their life? Mm,
yeah.
And how many times were they told by their doctor or their GP, do not take probiotics during your antibiotics?
I know.
Because they think that it's going to disrupt the whole process. That's yes and no. Don't take them at the same time, but take them in a window away from each other so you can allow those healthy bacteria to repopulate because it's, like I said, folks, 50%, you will kill off 50% of your healthy bacteria in one single dose, 10 days to 7 days of antibiotics.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people trashed, absolutely trashed.
After And how often do we see people that say they took a dose of antibiotics, but it didn't work? Why is that? Because their bodies are immune to those antibiotics for whatever reason. Why? Well, the foods, the animals, the produce, they're all being sprayed by antibiotics. The animals are consuming antibiotics. So they're developing resistance already. So whatever we're consuming, we're starting to develop our own resistance. So our bodies are getting too strong for the antibiotics that were designed 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago. So they need stronger antibiotics, or they need more. And that's why it's so important to re-inoculate the body with healthy bacteria, diverse strands of bacteria. And after you've done that, we're going to go on to the fifth R of this whole protocol. It's repeat and reintroduce. So you're basically reintroducing healthy foods, and you're going to be repeating the process. What's the definition of healthy foods? Well, whole foods, organic foods, foods that are in season within our community. That's why we always say support your local farmer and food market. And once you've accomplished that, you just keep on repeating. Do the same thing. Do not reintroduce foods that you could be allergic to. Once you've done that for several weeks to a couple months, few months, then you can start to slowly reintroduce different foods. You can experiment and have fun with it. But trust me, like, your options are vast. You're not really shortened and condensed to a small type of food. Like, there's so many options out there. It's just being open, educating yourself. And that's why we're having this conversation, to basically signal and, you know, introduce new ideas. That's it. And when you've got new ideas, then you can kind of expand and move forward. That's why I wrote my book. I wanted it to be a catalyst for new ideas.
Yes. And that's exactly it. There's so much great information, but information applied is everything. And there's so many people that are just struggling and miserable. Here's the worst case scenario. You do a 7-day reset. Worst case scenario, you're going to get healthier. You're going to reset your cells. You're going to notice something. And at least you're trying. You are calling in the energy saying, you know what? I'm looking for solutions. I'm looking for options. And what you want wants you. So whether this call, you know, gets you 50% improvement, whether this call gets you 90%, 10%, but it's going to start opening up a window. And like you said, Brendan, it's not like do it 5 days and go back to normal. Give yourself a chance. How often can someone do a program like this, like a good intense leaky gut protocol?
Good question. If you successfully do the protocol once for the rest of your life, really.
Right.
I did my protocol with your longtime friend and colleague, Dr. Nandor. He fixed my gut, I'm going to say, almost 10 years ago, almost. And my digestion is literally like a freight train on the tracks, full steam ahead. It's working. Everything's working. And when you do that protocol, if you do it properly and successfully, you're a new person for the rest of your life. As long as you don't, you know, hang out and, you know, those things that you're not eating pizza, McDonald's, and you do that McDonald's challenge, right? Upsizing.
and that's exactly it. So you got some tools there. We got the five R's. We're going to probably post that on Instagram or Facebook. Where can people find you, Brendan?
I like Instagram the most.
Okay.
So Brendan M.A. Coates. That's the Brendan easiest. My website is bodiesbybrendan.com.
Beautiful. And then of course his book, 30 Day Challenge to a Happier, Healthier You. I love this because it's just literally, like you said, you know, one good protocol can change your life. Bodies don't lie. They're really honest. Once you give these things a go, like a real heart-centered goal, your body will thank you and you'll feel it. And that's why we're here. Most practitioners I meet is because there's a story behind it. And when you realize, wow, I didn't even know these options existed in the conventional models, I am just so empowered to know that information that I didn't know existed out there. Because when you just don't know, you don't know. Right. So last but not least, I always love to talk about reishi, medicinal mushrooms.
Superfood.
Reset a body so fast. The superfood to me is everything. I love things that taste good. I love things that are fast. I love things that people are compliant with. In my 20 years of practice, I've never had so many people literally knock on my door asking for more because it was the superfood in the coffee. So as you may or may not know, Brendan, myself, and a whole bunch of us practitioners globally now are promoting reishi-infused coffees and teas. But here's the thing, it's real coffee, it's real tea, but it tastes amazing. And I think that's what's really cool. So a lot of my corporate programs, we highly recommend this. Why do you love reishi yourself, Brendan, if you can share with everyone in a couple minutes before we end the call?
Check this out. Like, remember we were talking about how much of a nerd I am? This is an old book about mushrooms because I like to learn from pioneers and trailblazers. And I'm always learning. So it's just funny that you mentioned about the reishi because, yes, I'm a consumer of reishi. I get all my clients to consume this coffee. Look, there's some right beside me. I'm actually, I'm distributing over 150 Christmas cards this year. And every single one of my Christmas cards gets one sachet of a black coffee because they love it so much.
They love it.
Yeah. So what was the question? You just wanted to touch on reishi and the power of the superfood?
Yeah, the power of the superfood. Why do you love it? Why do you love it infused in coffee? Why do you recommend this coffee over regular coffee in a nutshell? Because we're only got a couple minutes left. But
right. Yeah. So as a practitioner, for the longest time, I was trying to get all my clients and patients to stay away from coffee. It's a diuretic, it's acidic. There's over 250 pounds of there's over 250 pounds of pesticides and chemicals sprayed on conventional coffee beans. Most of these manufacturers do not practice sustainable agricultural practices, both environmentally and for the farmers and the families that are cultivating them. And as individuals start to adopt a more holistic lifestyle, as they start to become more in tune and intuitive with their bodies, they start to just want to consume healthier products. So healthier toothpaste, healthier deodorant, healthier soap in their laundry, healthier coffee. It's so easy. The coffee is just so, so easy. And this particular coffee, not only is it the healthiest in the world, it's infused with reishi mushroom. And reishi mushroom is a superfood. It's an adaptogen. What is an adaptogen? Basically, if your body, let's say, has too much hormones or it's too stressed, it actually brings it down to a little bit more of a, remember that word, homeostasis, an equilibrium. If your hormones or your stress or some of your maybe adrenals are not functioning as the way that they should, again, it's that adaptogen. So it starts to actually level up. It's really powerful. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. Remember we were talking about the leaky gut? It's kind of like a cheesecloth, if you can imagine that. And if you tear the lining of the gut, then it's like tear the lining of the cheesecloth. It's the same as our brain. Our brain has that same barrier. It's called the blood-brain barrier. And reishi mushroom actually has the ability to cross that blood-brain barrier, bind to toxins, metals, pathogens, and actually pull them out through the detoxification process healthy without disrupting the brain's chemistry. So there's three components to a mushroom. One's called the mycelium, and that's like the root system. That's where it's got all the energy and all the information. It's really powerful for nerve sensitivity, people with challenges in their brain like Parkinson's or MS, because it's a nerve condition. The mycelium has the ability to healthily make those nerve signals cross each nerve properly. So it's really powerful because it's got all, it's like the root system, right? Think of the roots under the ground, and it's the immune system. And then there's the flowering body that's called the Ganoderma extract. And that's amazing for just all body health. That's like the flowering body of the mushroom. And then the one that's really, really powerful, it's the spores. And I know you saw the video on my Instagram. I live in the forest. We've got lots of mushrooms, all different types. And one of the mushrooms was actually emitting the spores on the yard. And I got so excited. I started to film it because it only lasts for like 12 hours. And the spores are tiny, tiny, tiny little microscopic little spores. And that's like the reproductive organs of the mushroom. So reishi emits those spores, and these coffee, the products, they've got these spores in them, and the spores are like the immune system for the mushroom. Well, it's also the reproductive, right? But it's amazing for consuming it for the body. It's like 8 times stronger, the effectiveness, as just even the flowering body. So when you're consuming any of the components of this reishi mushroom, the health benefits are astronomical. And because it's infused with this coffee, so now I can finally get my clients and patients to just switch their crappy conventional coffee to a healthier coffee.
What a difference.
Not changing their habit, which they love, but they're getting the benefits. It's crazy. The testimonials, it's like, sometimes I don't even believe the testimonials. You're like, how can a coffee be so magical? And yet here we are 2 years later, I'm still practicing
it. Brendan, you know, it's the consistency. People take supplements, they start, they stop, they forget, myself included. I'm not perfect. I've got a busy life. I've got a child. I've got an aging mom. It's go, go, go. But people never forget to drink their coffee. And that's what I loved about it. It was health in the habit. It's that compounding, that consistency, and bodies don't lie. So when you have something of good quality that delivers what it delivers, that's the transformation we're getting. I'm going to have to keep bringing you on and on. But thank you for sharing with us today. Remember, everyone, the five R's. Follow Brendan, follow myself. We will post some of the tips that Brendan shared with us today. Please stay connected. You know, you can find Brendan through Instagram or his website, bodiesbybrendan.com. And obviously, he's got access to these wonderful infused reishi products and that vitamin C you talked about. So these are great little tips and tools a lot of these leading professionals are using that's high, high quality. And I think that's what's important. So join us every other Friday, Empowered Through Health. You know, guests from all around the world sharing some really awesome tidbits. We're here to empower you because an empowered life, a healthier life is really a blessing. And we can't take advantage of that. You know, we want to make this our best performing vehicle because when this works well, you now go out into the world and you can go out and be purposeful, be the best version of you because that's what this world ultimately really needs. Thank you for joining us today, Brendan. Thank you everyone for joining. We will catch you on the next show, our wrap-up show, which, you know, secret guest, you're going to have to stick around.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senargy.ca.